Two stories about dating today. A woman named Maggie Smith said...
Not Dame Maggie Smith.
No, not Dame Maggie Smith. She's 32. She lives in Alabama. And apparently, after she got out of a toxic relationship a couple of years ago, she took to TikTok to start talking about her dates. She's like, okay, I'm dating again. I've just gotten out of an awful relationship. It was terrible, this and that. And so the one that she's gone viral on, she said she just had the shortest date of all time. She started by saying, I put on makeup. I wanted to look great for him. Apparently, they had met on a dating app, and then they had texted several times, but never met in person, okay? So they're set to meet at a restaurant and go for dinner, and this woman has blown up, Maggie Smith, because this is what happened.
It did not go well. Truthfully, it lasted less than 2 minutes. I walked up. He gave me a hug and said, are you hungry? Let's go inside. We went inside. He said, actually, can you step outside for a minute? I stepped back outside, and he said, I'm not trying to offend you, but I'm just not feeling it. So I walked to my car, came back home. Dating when you're fat sucks.
She's overweight.
Oh.
And apparently he told her, look, it's your size. I didn't realize you were so overweight, and I'm just not feeling it, so let's not go through this. And that has really angered people. And, of course, they're all on her side. A lot of people are on her side.
Well, Biggie, you know what's going to happen. You'll get the backlash to the backlash.
Here comes Biggie now. I think I see on your face. You're thinking.
Here comes the backlash to the backlash.
He did the right thing by not putting her through it. You know,
he didn't put her through it. He didn't pretend. And he was honest with her. And also, just going to say it. Fat people. And look, I'm one, like, king of them. We've said this.
Well, you've proclaimed yourself the king of the fat people.
Your Majesty.
You have the floor.
Always be suspect of somebody on a dating site who doesn't put a body shot up.
They only put facial shots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that tells common? You that, we, do we know how common that is?
Yeah, that's just kind of tells you. Because you're asked to describe yourself, and a lot of people just, you know, like there's no I'm super fat box that I can check.
Right.
It'll say, you know, overweight.
Oh, thick. Does it say that?
Yeah, so people click thick, and then you see them.
With two C's?
Yeah.
That's why I don't know.
Better.
That's how I always spell it.
But
damn,
I would wager before we cry foul and call him, you know, a terrible person
a
for not even
did.
Meeting her.
A lot of people did.
Of course, that's what we do.
Yeah,
but I want to know what that profile looked like.
Well, but could he have at least bought her dinner?
No.
No.
I feel like he did the right thing there because
really?
I'd be real. In, we're only getting one side.
But how? That's really hurtful. If he buys her dinner, then at the end of the date, he could say, listen, I had a nice time, but I don't see this really going anywhere. Maybe you and I could be friends or just
the usual.
I had a nice evening. You know, that's it. You know, I
with
don't
no promises
maybe.
Of
yeah,
the future.
I doubt I'm going to call you or you don't even say that. Just say I had a nice
but
evening.
But maybe she misrepresented herself online.
I mean, that is possible. But if she did, to avoid making her feel like complete crap over her weight, couldn't he just go through with a dinner? You know,
think of the server. I mean, it sounded like they were seated.
They were. They were in the red. They were sitting in.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
I'll come back with today's specials.
Let's go back out.
They're in the parking lot. Yeah. She's leaving, and now she's talking to her phone.
And she's crying. Yes.
And she's crying.
She's really upset.
I just feel like this man's being punished for being honest.
I applaud the honesty, but I think
there are. I mean, you can
there are
be
other ways
gentlemanly
to do it.
About
you
it.
Could be. And you could go ahead. I mean, she drove to the date. She got dressed up.
We're only hearing one side.
Of course. True.
I just feel like maybe he... And he might have said, you really misrepresented yourself here.
He may have.
And who you
have.
Are.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to buy you a $100 dinner now when you...
Yep.
I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've probably all been on dates where... I mean, I've been on blind dates where you know pretty early this is not going anywhere. But you go through to the end of it. Usually even cop out and say, well, I'll call you.
I'll call you.
And you don't. You know, that's...
I just don't know if he owed her anything.
Well, I think he owed her at least, let's have dinner together, you know. But maybe she didn't even misrepresent herself. We're thinking that, too.
That's
you know, he might have just seen a photo and said, let's do it, and then thought she was heavier in real life, you know, when he met her. I never played that dating game online, so I'm not sure of all
same.
The
time.
Yeah. You did. You know that, Biggie.
Oh, yeah.
So, people can misrepresent themselves.
And you always want to put your best photos up there, of course. And, you know, sometimes they're old photos and this and that.
Do you have a full body shot up, Big?
Well, I'm not on a dating profile.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When you were, did
he's
you
threw put, with love?
That's right. Did you have a full body shot up?
I think I'm the ones I did.
Well, you don't want to surprise anybody, you know.
No, and plus, people can Google me and see how fat I am. Believe me, I'm Googleable. Biggie fat, yes. Thanks, Google.
How many? Is it you that pops up first or the dead rapper?
I think the dead rapper's still right now.
He's a pretty big name.
Yeah.
He's big in the algorithm.
Even I know his name. That's right.